Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 11th. It'll start at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering 29,125 head, 8,100 yearling steers, 4,800 yearling heifers, and 8,700 weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or for more information, call Superior at 1-800-422-2117.
Well, April cattle futures could not hold on to gains of the previous 3 days as cash trading took place yesterday at steady prices in the south and lower in the north. The anticipated spring price rally may be a bit later in coming, if at all. June futures are near the same price as April, with August trading lower, showing little optimism through the summer. Cattle need to be moved, and packers may be able to obtain sufficient supply without having to bid up. Now, the hogs continue to reach higher, with May through October contracts again making new highs yesterday. Underlying cash continued to support, with prices increasing on the National Direct Hog Report. Futures are again reaching into overbought status, but that will be meaningless if packers continue to remain aggressive. Problems with African swine fever in China continue to circulate, though, in the news. On the grains, lower wheat trade overnight with losses at all three exchanges. Kansas City wheat saw new lows for the move yesterday, with the May contract hitting the lowest level since February 3rd, as abundant moisture moves into the hard red winter wheat belt this weekend. Now, those lows have been tied overnight as the May contract sits on the lows early this morning. Chicago and Minneapolis have not made new lows for the move, remaining range-bound, although the price action in spring wheat has been the definition of choppy. Firmer corn prices early this morning as futures were able to shake losses and will try to avoid closing lower for the third session in a row. Despite heavy selling pressure the previous two sessions, corn futures have merely returned to the lower end of the range, which has encapsulated trade since late January. The correction in Dalian grain futures, along with the USDA decision to leave exports unchanged this month, seems like enough to prompt a short-term correction. Follow-through selling pressure in soybeans and meal overnight, while soybean oil posts gains. More soybeans dropped down and tested the $14 mark overnight, but have rallied off the lows since. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
April live cattle down 87 cents yesterday, 118.77. June down 67, 118.97. March feeder cattle down 95, 136.20. April down 35 cents at 141.72. April hogs up 42 cents, 88.77. Kansas City wheat, the May down 10 cents, 616.5. July down 9.5, 622.5. Chicago wheat, May down 4 cents, 652.5. July's down 4.75 at 643.25. May corn down 11.75 at 534. July's down 10.5 cents at 524.25. May soybeans down 30.25 cents, 1409.75. July down 30 cents, 1396. And May cotton up 90 cents. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.